You are listening to 89.1 Grace Christian Radio. This is a replay of our Sunday, May 8th service. Please enjoy the worship music from Sylvia and the worship team and the message brought to you by Pastor David Ripley.
Every one of you to the service today and those that are listening by radio on 89.1 FM or on the internet through our live stream, through our website or one of our apps, we welcome you today. Pray that this service will be a blessing to you. And of course, this is Mother's Day. I don't even know if I'm allowed to say that. Mother's Day. I'm going to say it anyway. Sylvia is going to come and open up the service this morning. God bless her as she comes.
You can all see me from here, right? Good morning. And happy Mother's Day. I just wanted to honor all the moms here and all the sacrifice that you have given, the love you have shown, and the many prayers you have prayed for your kids. And I just honor my mom who's over here. She has been a prayer warrior for years and years. And I know I wouldn't be here today if she wasn't who she was. And so we just praise the Lord for the role that moms have played in many people's lives. Not even their own children, but even in, you know, neighborhood kids and in Sunday school and all kinds of places. You know, the Lord has put them in a place of real honor and blessing. I'm just going to read Psalm 57. This was a psalm of David when he was fleeing from Saul. But there's two verses that stood out to me, or two portions that stood out to me so much. And it was when, and I'll come to it in a bit, but it talks about his enemies being like men whose teeth are like spears and arrows and whose tongues are sharp swords. And it reminds me of the accuser of the brethren, how he likes to accuse and to cut people. But that's not who God is. And further on it says, they dug a pit in my path, but they have fallen into it themselves. That to me is such an encouragement that every time the enemy speaks lies to us through people very often, they're actually digging a pit for themselves. And the Lord will look after them. And we can, just as further on it says, I will praise you, Lord, among the nations. We can lift our eyes to Jesus and not worry about all the garbage that we hear. We can focus our eyes on Jesus and worship him because that's who he made us to be. Okay, from the beginning. Have mercy on me, O God. Have mercy on me, for in you my soul takes refuge. I will take refuge in the shadow of your wings until the disaster has passed. I cry out to God Most High, to God who fulfills his purpose for me. He sends from heaven and saves me, rebuking those who hotly pursue me. God sends his love and his faithfulness. I am in the midst of lions. I lie among ravenous beasts, men whose teeth are spears and arrows, whose tongues are sharp swords. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. They spread a net for my feet. I was bowed down in distress. They dug a pit in my path, but they have fallen into it themselves. My heart is steadfast, O God. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and make music. Awake, my soul. Awake, harp and lyre. I will awake in the dawn. I will praise you, O Lord, among the nations. I will sing of you among the peoples. For great is your love, reaching to the heavens, and your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. Lord, that's our prayer. Let your glory just pour over all the earth, O Lord God. Let your glory, your goodness, your presence, your holiness, your love, your presence, Lord, let it pour out over all the earth. Lord, let us exalt you with all of our being. Let us lift up holy hands before you because of the blood of Jesus. Lord, we pray that you would come and inhabit the praises of your people. Lord, that you would dwell among us. That is our desire and our prayer. Lord, we ask that you would empower your people And as Pastor Dave preaches, that you would empower him, Lord, to speak out your truth unashamedly in love. And we just thank you, O God, that you have provided a place of safety for us to come together to worship you in spirit and in truth. Lord, to be unified by your spirit and to go from here, Lord God, in power, Lord, to proclaim your kingdom wherever you take us. We just commit this time to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Just call the worship team forward. Stand together and sing, Come Thou Fount.
Come Thou Fount of every blessing, to my heart to sing Thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mountain fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love. Oh, here I raise my Ebenezer, hither by thy help I'm come, and I hope good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Jesus taught me when a stranger wandering from the fold of God, he to rescue me from danger interposed his precious blood.
Oh, to grace,
how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy grace, Lord, like a fetter, bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, Lord, take and seal it for thy courts above. Here's my heart, Lord, take and seal it for thy courts above. It's a time to worship. Oh, come. Now is the time to give your heart. Oh, come. just as you are to worship. Oh, come, just as you are before your God. Come,
come now is the time.
Come, now is the time to worship. Oh, come, now is the time to give your heart. Oh, come, just as you are to worship. Oh, come, just as you are before your God. Oh, come.
One day.
Oh, one day every tongue will confess you are God. And one day every knee will bow.
Yes, it will.
But still the greatest treasure remains for those who gladly choose you. As you are, oh come, oh come, just as you are, oh
we will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Strength arises. We wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord.
Our God, you reign forever. Our hope, our strong
Lord, we will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord.
wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Our God, you reign forever. Our hope, our strong deliverer. Oh, you are the everlasting God. The everlasting God. You do not faint, you won't.
Oh,
God, we bless you. We bless you with all of our being, oh God. You are a holy God, set apart for your glory and perfection, oh God. And yet you made a way for us to come through the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are a great God, holy God. Bless you, Lord. We bless you, Jesus.
The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great, how great is our God.
And you may be seated this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just want to remind you of a few announcements this morning. As you come in, you see a little box. It's Adopt a Family. And basically what we're doing is helping someone in our community with food. And so we're encouraging you when you come just to bring something with you and to deposit it into that box, and we'll make sure that it gets directly to the family. So please keep that in mind. You know, I had this wonderful opportunity to talk to Mel on Friday. Amen. To actually talk to him on the phone, and what a blessing to be able to spend some time sharing with him, and he sharing with me, and the opportunity to pray with him. From where he was and where he is today, to me, that's a miracle. Amen. Can somebody give God praise this morning? So we just want to continue to keep praying for him. And so Tuesday, 1 o'clock, is our women's prayer and share. Wednesday, 7 p.m., is our Bible study. We'll be tackling 1 Peter chapter 4. Thursday, 9 a.m., morning prayer and coffee time. And then Saturday at 8 a.m., men's prayer meeting at Gary's shop. We're having a church fellowship on Sunday, May the 29th, just after the service. There'll be some light refreshments in the lower auditorium, so please keep that in mind. And our AGM is taking place on Tuesday, June the 7th at 7 p.m. Membership is required. If you're interested in the forms to be a member, please see Gina after the service. And again, we have some special Mother's Day gifts, flowers, that you can plant. You can plant them. And they are going to grow. Yes. So, praise God. I know some people are hesitant about planting flowers, whether they'll grow or not, but we're praying over those flowers that they will grow and it will be wonderful. Anne Marie has an announcement this morning. God bless her as she comes.
Good morning, church family. Picture with me for a moment, you are standing before the Lord on that last day, and the Father turns to you, Jesus turns to you, and he says, all of these souls have come to know me as a result of you in sharing your testimony. Jesus began his ministry in Matthew 4:19 when he said, I will make you fishers of men. You have that privilege and that opportunity to become a fisherman, to haul in more fish. And Jeremiah 29:11 says that he has a hope and a plan for your future. Well, that hope and that plan is your testimony. And all of us are meant to share that. In 1 Peter 3:15, we must be ready and willing and able to share our story, to give an answer as to why we live the way we do, that we're here at church today, not out gardening. And so I have to say that this might be our last dress rehearsal. So today I invite each of you as an opportunity, the possibility of sharing your story with the world, because we have that privilege through Grace Christian Radio. And so, not to be intimidated, this isn't something of endurance. I have set this up so that we could easily have a conversation, whether it be a 1 minute or a 15 minute or a 30 minute or whatever. We could insert 1 minute testimonies throughout the programming. And so it's easy. I have a sign up sheet at the back. I would love it if you accept the privilege. I also have created invitations for you to share with friends if you know anyone who is willing to share their testimony. This is our opportunity to live in the light of eternity, to share the word and the hope that is with us. Bless you. Thank you. Walking Wisely. It's on every Wednesday at noon and replays again on Saturday at 4.
Thank you, Anne Marie, for that We're going to give you a chance to move around and shake some hands this morning, greet someone, say Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, a blessing to each and every one of them. The Children's Church will take place now, so those children that need to make their way to Children's Church can head off to Children's Church. Amen. Praise the Lord. You got a chance to move around and greet someone. Thank you, musicians. How many enjoyed hearing the flute this morning? And our new set of electronic drums. Praise God. If you have your Bibles today, I'd like you to turn with me to Hebrews chapter 11. And I'm continuing on in this series of messages on faith. How many know it's not easy to preach on faith? There's a lot of extremes out there, but I'm trying with the help of the Holy Spirit to preach a very balanced message on this very important topic of faith. How many know without faith we can't please God? And so we need to develop and grow our faith. In Hebrews chapter 11, there are a couple of examples of women having faith. I mean, no, it's not just men having faith. It's women having faith. Mothers having faith. Thank God for every mother who has exhibited faith as she has nurtured her children and seen them grow in their walk with the Lord. How many have had their faith tested? Can I see your hand? Okay. Those who did not lift their hands, we will arrange something for you. And it won't be nice. Father, we thank you today for your precious word. We ask that your Holy Spirit will speak to us through your precious word. Lord, help me as I deliver it today in a way that's pleasing unto you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 11. By faith, Sarah herself received power to conceive, even when she was past the age. She conceived in her 90s, late in life, to say the least. If anyone here has a baby in their 80s, please let me know. You have to have faith to believe for that. Now, it wasn't blind faith. It was a promise from heaven that this would take place. It wasn't just blindly walking out and saying, I'm going to have a child at 80. No, it was something that was promised to her by God. And that's the important aspect of faith. That it's tied to something that has been revealed to us. And that's important. And of course, she gave birth. And who was the son that came from her womb? Can anybody tell me? Isaac, that's right. Then go over to verse 31 in our Hall of Fame on faith. Verse 31. By faith, Rahab the prostitute. You know, it's amazing who God uses. I want to say it again. It's amazing who God uses. Boy, that was low. It's amazing who God uses. It's not often who we think. Yes, thank God. By faith, Rahab the prostitute did not perish with those who were disobedient, because she had given a friendly welcome to the spies sent out to search out the city. From Israel, Think about it. That particular town was totally and completely destroyed, and only her and her family survived. She believed what she was hearing about how great God was, the God of Jehovah, how great he was. And she believed. She believed. And that's why she's in Hebrews chapter 11. So let's move to our main text today. Matthew chapter 15, verse number 21. And I want to talk about a mother's faith. A mother's faith. And Jesus went away from there and withdrew to the district of Tyre and Sidon. Outside of Jewish territory. This is one of the few times that Jesus moved away from Jewish territory. In verse 22, and behold, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and was crying. She was crying. I don't know if you've seen anybody crying. But it's emotional. When you see someone broken down because of their situation and circumstance. And you know, we have a whole lot of people outside of the four walls of this building that are crying this morning. Situations have come their way to break them. But this woman did the right thing. Behold, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and was crying, "Have mercy upon me, O Lord." You know, when you're broken, when you're distressed, the best person to go to is the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And that's what we need to encourage people to do in this hour. To go to God with their mess. How many know we've all created a mess at some point in our lives? And some of them have been big messes. Right? I hear a lot of amens out there. She said, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely oppressed by a demon." So she was concerned. She was burdened. She was distressed because of her daughter. What was happening to her and how Satan was working in that little life. How many know we all, on Mother's Day, think about our kids? Don't we? And we're always concerned about them. Doesn't matter how small they are or how big they are. All through their lives, we have a burden for them that God would work in their lives and manifest himself. Hallelujah. Amen. We never stop praying for them, no matter how far they stray away. And you know, that can become something that we carry with us, so even on a daily basis. We think about our children, the offspring. Our hearts go out to them even this morning that God would do a fresh work in their lives. Can somebody shout amen this morning that God would bring a mighty revival to their hearts and souls and minds? Hallelujah. I was in a service one time as a young person, and I remember, like it was yesterday in Moncton, New Brunswick, the pastor was preaching, he stopped, and they began to sing, and out of nowhere, the children, no one said anything, no one invited them, they just begin to rise out of their seats and come to the front of the church, and the power of God fell upon them. Hallelujah. And they began to sing unto God. Praise the Lord. How many know God wants to do something in this hour? And we have to believe it. We have to believe it. She said, my daughter is severely oppressed by a demon. This woman was a Gentile. That simply means a non-Jew. It's amazing how the enemy is at work to destroy our families. How many know that's true? That's the aim of the enemy, is to divide homes. The upheaval we're seeing in our country today is the work of evil spirits. Not a pregnant mother, it's a pregnant person. All these things are the result of the working of demonic spirits. I pray against those demons this morning in the name of Jesus. I bind them in Jesus' name. I take authority over them in the name of Jesus. Let there come a mighty release. Let there come a mighty freedom in the name of Jesus. My daughter is severely oppressed by a demon. You know, it's interesting, Jesus' response, verse 23. He did not answer her a word. Notice what Jesus said to her. But he did not answer her a word, and his disciples came and begged him, saying, send her away. Can you imagine sending somebody away that's weeping and crying for their daughter? Send her away, for she is crying out after us. You know, Jews didn't mix with Gentiles. But you know, this woman was determined to see something powerful happen in her daughter's life, and she knew the only person, oh glory to God, that could do it was the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Something within her pressed on in faith. And he answered. This is an interesting answer from Jesus. It is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. How many have a dog here? Okay. Jesus was not referring to the stray dogs that sometimes the Jews referred to the Gentiles as. But this word in the original languages actually means little pet dogs. You know, the dogs that, I have to tell you the story of my dog, because it's very similar to this story. Every time I wake up in the morning and I have my cereal, my brother calls it bird food, but it's not yuck. It's very good. And then I have my toast. How many like toast in the morning? Can I see your hand? And as soon as I put the bread in the toaster, my dog gets excited. Because he knows he's going to get a scrap from that toast. So it comes up, I butter it. Sometimes I put some peanut butter on it. Sometimes some strawberry jam. sometimes some honey. Can I go on? You know, different things I put on it. And I go and sit and I have my breakfast and the dog is sitting there. He's sitting and he's waiting for pieces of toast. And he will not give up until he gets the scraps. This is what Jesus was referring to. Even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. Jesus is saying, you know, I'm just here to minister to the Jews. And yet, I feel in my heart as I have meditated and read this scripture over and over again, God was allowing desperation to rise up in this woman. Desperation is the sweet spot of prayer. Are you hearing me? Desperation is when faith really begins to grow. It's the sweet spot. When you pass and you say, I'm not giving up until I get an answer. Are you hearing me? You're not going to give up. I don't care what happens. You believe that it's possible and it's going to be done in the name of Jesus. Notice her response in verse 27. You know, some of us would say, well, it's the end of that. I guess it's not going to happen. But you see, I feel in my spirit that in her heart, she knew that God would not reject her request. Are you hearing me? Do you ever get to that point where you say, you know what? This is so desperate. This situation is so desperate. Unless God does it, it's not going to get done. So I'm going to press heaven until faith is released in a new wave. Sorry for getting excited, but notice her response. Verse 27. She said, yes, Lord. That speaks of humility. You know what? You're right, Lord. You're right. It's true. How many know that any prayer that's answered, we are not worthy of? If any prayer is answered, it's not just because of our faith, it's because of the grace of God. That's the balance. It's the mercy of God. God is not forced in any way to answer any of our prayers. But because of His great mercy, because of His grace, because He loves us, hallelujah, He begins to bestow His blessing upon us in the name of Jesus. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. She said, yes, Lord, you're right. Yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. God, I'm not worthy, but I'm coming to you in faith, and I'm just asking you, Lord, can you do something? I'm believing for it. I am trusting you today. I'm not worthy in myself, but in faith I reach out to you. Glory to God. And I'm asking you, Lord Jesus, today to do a fresh work in my son and in my daughter, in my grandchildren. Come on, somebody. In my family members. You You don't have to, Lord. You can choose not to. But even the dogs, the little dogs, eat the crumbs that fall from the table. And I'm here humbly, yet boldly. I come into the throne room of grace. And by faith, I ask. How many know, sometimes you've got to ask some bold prayers. Hello, somebody. I want you to know, the devil doesn't like it when we offer bold prayers. But in humility, in brokenness, in desperation, she says, Lord, even the dogs eat the crumbs. Lord, I'm just trusting you that somehow you're going to do a work in my daughter's life in the name of Jesus. And look what Jesus says in verse 28. Then Jesus answered her, O woman, great is your faith. He doesn't deride her. He doesn't put her down. He says, your faith is great. You press through, and in your desperation, you continue to believe, and I'm responding, and I'm going to answer your prayer. I want to ask this morning, how many here would like to see a mighty move of God among your family members? Can I see your hand this morning? Come on, lift it up in faith. How many know God's able to do it? Can I say it again? God's able to do it. Hallelujah. That these pews and the pews of other churches would be filled with our family members with their hands in the air praising God. How dare you pray that, the devil says. And he brings up all our past sins that happened to be under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the accuser of the brethren, as Sylvia said today. He's the accuser of the brethren. He doesn't want you to pray those prayers. He doesn't want you to get desperate and say, oh God, I'm not giving up until you bless me and bless my family. Yes. Yes. Now notice what it says here. Be it done for you as you desire. Wouldn't you love Jesus to say that to you? Yeah. Be it done for you as you desire. Am I guaranteeing that it's always going to work this way? No, I'm not saying that. But I'm here to stir up your faith. To believe God in the great things that He's able to do through our prayers and through our lives. The mighty things He wants to do through each and every one of us. Praise the name of Jesus. Have you ever considered that maybe your son or daughter is too far gone? Well, that's not impossible with God. Because some of us were too far gone. Until God's grace got a hold of us, hallelujah, and lifted us up out of that pit. Praise the name of, oh, glory to God, hallelujah. His arm is not shortened that it cannot save. Can somebody praise the Lord in this house today? His arm is not shortened that it cannot save. Let me read the end of the story. And her daughter was healed instantly. Praise God. Praise God. You know, where Mel was and where he is today is a miracle. Come on, somebody give God praise this morning. God's not finished with him. And God's not finished with us. And he's not finished with your family members. No matter how much in the dark they are, the light of God is going to shine upon them. Hallelujah. Because our prayers are powerful through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Someone said, well, do I have to muster it up? No. Just use what you've got. Yeah, even if it's a mustard seed. Use what you've got. Let faith arise within you. Begin to pray the impossible prayers. Glory to God. You know, if I have a headache and I take two Advil and it goes away, was that a miracle? God wants to work in the midst of impossible situations. That's where he shows forth his glory and his power. Hallelujah. Don't pray prayers that are possible. Pray prayers that are impossible. Hallelujah. And look to God through his power and through his grace to see the, oh, hallelujah, see them manifested. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Lord, give me the strength to get to Pilo's and get the milk that I need to go home. Oh Lord, I just pray that when I turn the key, the car will start and it's a Ford. Sorry, Byron. Or do you have a GM? I'm not sure. I can't remember. Pray. Let God work in your heart to the point where you begin to pray those prayers that only God can fashion within you by his Holy Spirit, to believe that what God wants to do is even beyond your imagination. And you'll be surprised at what God can do. Is this a formula? No. This is a recognition of relationship. When God puts something in our hearts to pray, and we pray it in faith, God can do some amazing things. In the name of Jesus. Don't listen to the devil that says, don't pray that. Don't pray that. Don't pray that. Pray it. Hallelujah. God has put it in your heart. Thank you, Jesus. We prayed so many times in Gary's shop, almost to the point of desperation. We said, Lord, whatever it takes. And you know what? Some of you are here today because of that prayer. Whatever it takes. Hallelujah. God brought you in to hear the message of faith today in the name of Jesus. Amen. Pastor Ripley, do you have a crystal ball at home? Could you tell us what's going to happen in the next 6 months? No, I don't. But I know one thing. The Bible says, be ready. Yeah. In season and out of season. Paul told Timothy, and he's telling us today, be ready. Be ready. Let that faith blossom and grow within your spirit. Because your faith in God is going to be needed in the days and weeks and months ahead. Amen. As I close this morning, You know, people have a lot of questions when it comes to faith. You know, why did that person die and that person live? Why was that prayer answered and this not? I know one thing. It's appointed unto a person to die. Sometimes it's set by God Himself. And sometimes we need to spend more time just seeking His will. And say, Lord, Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Some of you have been praying about something for a long time. And I'm saying, don't give up. God is moving by His Holy Spirit in this valley. And He's going to do some amazing things. He already has. Amen. And we just have to keep in step with Him.
Yes. Amen. That's true.
Will you bow your heads this morning? I'm going to ask the worship team to come. Hallelujah. Let's stand this morning. Father, we just thank You today for the work that You are doing in each one of our lives. Mm-hmm. Father, we thank You today that the Holy Spirit is at work. And Lord, we lift up our families today. We lift them up to You today in the mighty name of Jesus, whether it's a son or a daughter, a mother or father. A grandson, a granddaughter, a nephew, a niece, an uncle, an aunt. Father, we lift them up to You. And we ask, oh God, that You would do a fresh work in their lives. Maybe they've drifted away from You, Lord. We pray in the name of Jesus that You would draw them back to You. Lord, I feel the burden this morning in every mother's heart for her children. Lord, I just pray that that burden would press through in faith to see the manifestation that You've been praying about. What you picture in your mind as to what you would like to see God do in that life. Father, we just thank You. Let there be a release of faith today. Let there be a release of mighty, mountain-moving faith within us. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. God bless you.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest
drought. Oh, just lift your hands this morning. Reach out to God.
What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still, when striving cease, my comforter. My all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones He came. Till on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on Him was laid. Here in the death of Christ I live. There in the grave.
bursting forth in glorious day. Up from the grave he rose again.
Hallelujah!
And as he stands in victory, sin's curse has lost its grip on me. For I am his, and he is mine. Bought with the precious blood of Christ. No guilt in life, no fear in death. This is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, my Jesus demands my destiny.
Hallelujah!
No power of hell,
hallelujah,
no scheme of man could ever pluck me from his hand till he returns or calls me home. Here in the power of
to share something with you this morning before you leave. My dad loved to fish. How many here like to fish? And I used to go fishing with my dad, and we would bring a family member with us fishing. I won't say who it was, but it was a family member. And we would go to this lake, and before we even put in the hook, the family member said, "There's no fish in that lake. There's no fish in that lake." And we would come back with so many fish. Friends, there's fish in the lake. Hallelujah. Somebody give God praise. There's fish in the lake. God hasn't given up on us in this hour. There's fish in the lake. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God there's fish in the lake. Those plants are going to grow. Your garden is going to blossom. Praise God. God bless you this morning. Take a moment to greet somebody. Take a moment to tell them that you love them this morning. Pray a blessing over their garden. Pray a blessing. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to our service. We invite you to join us next Sunday at 246 Seeger Street, Creston, BC. We'd love to have you here with us. God bless.